Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink and welcome to 2019. This is, of course, the first episode of the new year and the topic of today's episode. And thank you for joining me. This is Mike Adams, your host of Counterthink. The topic is the chaos to come in 2019, 2020, and beyond. And I've got some very sobering, perhaps disturbing analysis for you today about what's coming. Now, if you are listening on the radio, and you're not going to see the video clips that we normally accompany these episodes with, but if you're watching the video, you'll notice we don't have video this time. We just have still images. That's because the New Year holiday. I apologize. We didn't. Our video team didn't get a chance to finish that before broadcast time. So we'll add those. You can see the full video of this episode a few days later at counterthink.com. Otherwise, just focus on the audio because that's really where the information is at anyway. So don't sweat it. We've got a lot of great analysis for you here. But let's back up and really kind of zoom out and look at the big picture. Because this, in order to understand the future that's coming and the chaos that's coming, you really need to have a good grasp of what happened over the last 2 years. With the 2016 election, the American people made a very courageous attempt to try to take back their country and overthrow the deep state, the corrupt bureaucracy that has been running this country into the ground, the criminal cartel of the Obamas and the Clintons and the James Comeys and Robert Mueller's of the world, the deep state bureaucrats. It's a criminal cabal. And they've been systematically trying to destroy America from within. And they've been quite successful in many ways. The election of Trump was an effort to try to stop that, to try to save America by going to the ballot box. This was the last, I believe, peaceful method or strategy to try to save America before things break down into a civil war or an armed revolt, a political revolt, some other scenario that involves, unfortunately, violence. The ballot box is the last way to try to change a country without having violence take place. But I can tell you today, 2 years into the Trump administration, that effort to save America and defeat the deep state has failed. And it's not due to any fault of President Trump himself. He is surrounded by traitors. He is surrounded by deep state operatives who are trying to destroy the country. He's surrounded by Republican rhinos. Rhinos who, it's like they just stand in the way of victory. It's like they hate America too. Paul Ryan hates America. Paul Ryan promised to fund a border wall and never did. Jeff Sessions stood in the way of real justice for 2 years. Jeff Sessions, in my view, is a traitor to America. Same as Jeff Flake, same as John McCain, who was actually part of delivering the fake dossier, the so-called Trump dossier, delivering it to certain individuals who were able to then use that to get an illegal FISA spying warrant on Trump campaign officials. If it wasn't for the selling out of America by these Republicans, John McCain, Jeff Flake, Jeff Sessions, and so on, then we would have had victory by now. The deep state traitors would have been in jail. There would have been mass arrests already. It would have been, we would have saved the country by now. But that did not happen because of these betrayals by so many people who apparently they care more about being popular in the media than saving their own country. And so America is being overrun. America is being invaded at the border. America is being economically destroyed by the Federal Reserve that keeps raising interest rates to crash the market. America is under siege. And I dare say America is now occupied by enemy combatants. Enemy combatants, actual enemies of America who are operating within the country, who are part of the bureaucracy. That's what we're going to talk about when we come back. You are listening to Counterthink with Mike Adams. We'll be back with more.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Welcome back to Counterthink with Mike Adams. We now have a new Democrat-controlled House in power. And they're all lunatics. They're all lunatics. One of them is up there screaming about how she's going to impeach the mother effer. Of course, I'm altering that. But this is what they say about Trump now. They're lunatics. These are deranged Democrats. They are in power. Their ideas destroy civilization. Everywhere the Democrats are in power, they destroy nations. They destroy cities. They destroy the future for humanity. And they are in power right now in the House. And this is going to be devastating for America. And all they can focus on is impeaching Trump. This is all they want. They don't want to do anything to help America. They don't want to protect the border. They don't want to crack down on violent crime. In fact, they keep pardoning violent illegal aliens to allow them to carry out more violent crimes against American citizens. This is what California Governor Jerry Brown keeps doing. And Cuomo in New York, they keep pardoning violent illegals. This is what they want. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says that she wants to raise the federal income tax rate to 70%. 70% tax. This is what you get when you vote for Democrats. You get violence in the streets, you get insanely high tax rates, and you get government tyranny. Of course, who will also come after your guns, by the way, won't be long before they say, well, we have to confiscate all the guns, which is just what happened in Venezuela, too. The Venezuelan people said, yeah, you know, we'll give up our guns because the government will keep us safe. They did this in about, what year was it, 2012 or 2013 in Venezuela, when guns were outlawed for private citizens. So the people gave up their guns. And then as soon as the government had a monopoly on firepower, the government became weaponized and tyrannical and turned against the people. At that point, the people had no means with which to defend themselves against tyranny. And so now the people of Venezuela are fleeing their own country, which is in a state of total economic and political collapse. The infrastructure has collapsed. People are starving to death. They're eating out of dumpsters. Women are prostituting their bodies in exchange for meals just to stop starving. People are eating zoo animals and eating their neighbors' pets and eating their own pets. Before long, I don't mean to be gross about this, but cannibalism is going to become part of Venezuelan culture. People will start eating each other because that's what socialism gives you. Collapse, tyranny, authoritarianism. This is why, by the way, as a side note, the American people should never, under any circumstances, give up your guns. Never give up your guns. The minute you do, you will be enslaved. The minute you give up your guns, the government will turn against you because they're just waiting for that opportunity. Guns are what keep the government in check. That's the whole point of the Second Amendment. But that's not the primary topic today. We're going to talk about, in more detail, what's coming in 2019 and 2020, and actually beyond, because it's the chaos that's coming is going to make everything that you've seen so far look like child's play. If you thought the last 2 years were chaotic, you haven't seen anything yet. It's going to get a whole lot worse. But I've been reluctant to really even talk about this with full details for the simple reason that most people can't handle the truth. Most people don't have the mental bandwidth to deal with reality. There's something in human psychology. It's called an optimism bias. And it's been studied. It's been scientifically written about and researched. It's an optimism bias where people tend to be irrationally optimistic. And it's actually a survival mechanism. When our ancestors were being, you know, half eaten by a lion or whatever, and they were crawling away, they would tell themselves, yeah, I can make it, you know, even when they were bleeding out, I could still make it. And every once in a while they did. But the optimism that got hardwired into our neurology is so irrational that it leads people to be unable to face the truth about collapse. When societies are on the verge of collapse, most people are living in denial. when the pension funds are on the verge of collapse, which they are nationwide, most people are on the verge of denial. People want to log in to their pension account in their browser, and they go look at that and say, oh, look, I've got $75,000 coming my way, you know, or I'm going to get, you know, $2,500 a month for the rest of my life, whatever it is. They see this number on the screen, and they think that's real, and they think that's going to be there. They think that is, you know, their nest egg or their retirement, their pension. They're going to be able to count on that. I'm here to tell you, no, you're not. Because I'm the guy who publicly predicted the dot-com crash back in 2000, 2001. I publicly predicted the subprime housing collapse back in 2008. I mean, I'm on the record with articles saying this is going to happen. I publicly predicted that Trump would win the election in 2016. And I've been warning about the coming stock market crash for so many years now that people who follow my work know that this collapse that you're seeing now in the market with the tech stocks plunging and everything, they know, they have known that this was coming for a long time. And I'm here today to tell you that we, as Americans, we are looking at a decade of chaos to come. It's not going to be pretty. It's going to be the ugliest thing that you've ever seen in your life. And if you are not prepared for what's coming, you are going to be blindsided by this in such a destructive way. You could lose your house. You could lose your savings account. You could lose all your money, all your assets, all your investments, but you could also lose your life. And so some of what I'm going to do here today is try to share with you some steps that you can take to prepare for this decade of chaos that is yet to come. I'm also going to cover some of the key pivotal events that are likely to take place that would set this off. On the good news side of this, because it's not all bad news, on the good news side, after the collapse of this society, and by that I mean the American Republic is on its last breath, let's face it. It's practically over. Our country is practically ungovernable. The federal government is out of control with its power. The corruption is irreversible at this point. The judiciary is a joke. The Department of Justice isn't interested in justice. The FBI is a corrupt criminal cartel of fake investigators, right? Everything has become a joke. The education system is a joke. The financial system is a joke. The Federal Reserve is nothing but a theft organization that confiscates money from the working class. You know, it just goes on and on. Everything is failing in this country. The empire is failing. The republic is failing. But on the other side of this, there will be an opportunity to rebuild a new society. I call it the next society. And if we can survive this chaos that's coming, then we can contribute to the next society. We can help rebuild a society that is rooted in real liberty, real respect for the people. And I've got some ideas I'll share with you. For example, in the next society, if we even have a government of representatives like we have now, we should have the death penalty for, let's say, federal prosecutors who lie or who conceal evidence that might benefit their political targets. You know, what Robert Mueller is doing today, for example, interfering with evidence, coercing witnesses, in my opinion, that should be worthy of the death penalty in our future society. We should have term limits built in. We should be able to prosecute politicians when they lie on the campaign trail. If they lie to the American people, they should be prosecuted, arrested, life in prison. Why is it illegal for a person to lie to the FBI, but it's not illegal for these politicians in Washington to lie to the American people? They lie all the time. It's time to hold them accountable. It won't happen under this society, but in the next society, we could structure a system of laws that would make that the case. It's time to bring it to them and punish them and hold them accountable for their lies that are destroying our society. Much more straight ahead. Stay with me.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
All right, we're back on Counterthink with Mike Adams. Thank you for continuing with me here. Going to give you an analysis in this segment about some events that are coming very soon. First, well, and how this is going to lead to the chaos that I'm warning about, the chaos that I believe could last a decade. First of all, we've got the Mueller report. Robert Mueller, just to back up, the Mueller investigation is illegal and unconstitutional to begin with. It was all predicated upon the Trump dossier, which was a fictional document that was used as evidence with the FISA court warrant process to get spying warrants on Trump campaign officials and Trump himself. This was such an abuse of power and such a weaponization of government under Barack Obama, who knew about all the details, that Barack Obama himself must be arrested if we are going to have any real justice in America. Obama and the entire Obama regime, James Comey, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, Peter Strzok, Robert Mueller, all of them need to be investigated, indicted, arrested, prosecuted, because they have abused their power and they have committed heinous crimes against this republic. But that's not going to happen anytime soon, is it? Because the media is backing them up. The media has become so corrupt and such sellouts of America that the media is now really the enemy of the people. And Trump has said that, and he is absolutely correct in that. The media is engaged in what I call journo-terrorism. They are terrorists. They are terrorizing the nation with fake news and allowing terrorists to actually serve as so-called journalists. For example, the Washington Post. It was recently revealed that one of the Washington Post contributors is one of these anti-American terrorists who was shouting death to America on a video, and he's a writer for the Washington Post. Make no mistake, the Washington Post, the New York Times, all these so-called mainstream news outlets, CNN, they despise America. They are enemy combatants. They are occupying American soil, and they are working from within to try to destroy America. And one of the things that I believe must happen is that these anti-American enemy forces have to be disassembled. They have to be dismantled. And I'll talk about that in a minute. But the Mueller report is going to come out. And in the Mueller report, there's going to be enough information in there that's fabricated or twisted by Robert Mueller that it will enable the Democrats in Congress to call for impeachment. So you can rest assured that the minute that Mueller report comes out, Democrats in Congress are going to call for impeachment. I mean, some of them are calling for impeachment right now, but there will be a groundswell call for impeachment in the House of Representatives. Now, very likely, immediately after that, President Trump will release previously classified documents that expose the criminality of the deep state. These are the documents that he has previously called for to be released, but that order was not followed because the deep state operatives were working to protect British intelligence operatives and others inside the intelligence community that have been committing crimes of treason or sedition against the United States of America. But Trump is going to push for the release of these documents, even if he has to take photographs of these documents and tweet them out. I mean, if he has to physically release them himself, he will do it, I believe, because this is the only way that he can possibly survive the post-Mueller impeachment attempts. This, in turn, is going to set off calls for the arrest and indictment of many deep state operatives, potentially including Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama himself. But certainly others like James Comey, who is a treasonous traitor, a criminal in America. And this will set off a major constitutional crisis. At that point, the press will go all out and they will say that President Trump has committed treason and Trump must be arrested. But all the Trump supporters and Trump himself will point to the evidence that's being released in the previously classified documents to say, no, no, it's the deep state who are the traitors and the criminals, and they must be arrested. It is at this point, I believe there is a good chance that Trump may deputize American citizens and call for the American people to rise up and defend America, defend their president, defend their democracy, and literally go arrest the deep state operatives. And the people will be tasked with this, and they will be deputized by the president himself. In other words, President Trump could declare a national emergency. He could declare martial law, and he could say, I hereby deputize all, let's say, former military veterans who have a concealed carry license to you are hereby reinstated into the military to seek out and arrest the enemies of America, enemy combatants who are occupying American soil, who have invaded the left-wing journo-terrorism media, let's say, or who are working inside the bureaucracy, who are trying to destroy this country from within. Here's the list. President Trump could release the list of names of who needs to be arrested. He could deputize the American people to do it, especially veterans who can simply be reinstated into the military by an executive order. And then he could say, it's time to do it. It's time to save this country. Go arrest these people. At that point, the left would, of course, go totally insane. There would be chaos in the streets. Antifa would just go on a mass murder spree. They would start burning down their own cities. The media would call Trump a Hitler. Of course, they do that already. But they would say, now he's really Hitler now. He's like, this is so Hitlerian, they would say, even though they are the ones who, of course, resemble Joseph Goebbels with all their fake propaganda. But this would set off a civil war. But it's a kind of action that may be necessary to save this republic, because it's clear that the Department of Justice cannot seek justice. The FBI is corrupt beyond all hope. The judiciary is totally corrupt and does not respect the executive branch of government. You know, federal judges are corrupt beyond all belief. Even John Roberts, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Roberts, seems to have been perhaps blackmailed, and he is now becoming an anti-American traitor and is no longer willing to make decisions in the interests of the American people. So the only remaining way to save America may be this massive uprising with the permission or the authorization of the president himself. It might be the president and the American people that work together to defeat the deep state, to destroy the bureaucracy, to occupy and dismantle the anti-American tech giants such as Google and Facebook and YouTube and so on. They have to be dismantled. They have to be utterly taken out of power, because they are actively conspiring against America to destroy the First Amendment, to make sure that Trump is defeated, and so on. This would be a nationwide action, and it would be political chaos all across the country, and yet it might be the only remaining way that America can be saved. Much more analysis straight ahead. Stay with me here on Counterthink.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Now, in the scenario that I'm describing here, the cities would become death traps. So if you are living in a city, and especially a city like Chicago or Los Angeles or Houston or, I don't know, Detroit, Seattle, St. Louis, for that matter, Miami, cities all across America, Phoenix, would become death traps. Because in this political chaos, you're going to be looking at a collapse of the normal infrastructure, a collapse of the power grid, a collapse of fuel deliveries, a collapse of food deliveries, collapse of medicine availability in the pharmacies. And that alone, you know, there are so many Americans addicted to opioids and prescription painkillers that just a disruption in the pharmacy deliveries of these medicines will cause chaos in every major city across America, but especially in the across the East Coast. So Boston, right? Boston, you know, New York and cities in New Jersey and just so many regions on the especially the Northeast where this drug trade is it's out of control. It's going to be chaos there. So one of the things that you need to really look at doing is have a plan, a bug out plan to get out of the city. Have a plan to get to a country location, a rural location, or maybe move there ahead of time if you can. And since you might not have fuel and the roads might be blocked and there's going to be political chaos, you know, I can see a scenario where left-wing radicals are out murdering people for being white. They will pull you out of your car if you are white, and they will try to murder you. They will murder people for being Christian. They will murder people for being straight. Like, if you're not gay and not transgender, you will be killed for being heterosexual. This is what the left has come to. They will murder you, and they will take your children because they're all into child trafficking and pedophilia, and they'll sell your child on the sex slave market after they've murdered you for your beliefs, you know, in being a Christian or whatever you happen to be. That's not them. This is what the left will become. The level of insanity, chaos, human rights abuses, criminality, fraud, perversion, all of that will be so far off the charts that you can't even imagine what the world is going to be like if this scenario unfolds. And again, it's, you know, the American people tried to save America at the ballot box, and that has failed. And now the Democrats are trying to say, they've introduced a bill to eliminate the Electoral College. They're saying that shouldn't have an Electoral College anymore, which means that there's no way that a conservative could ever win the White House again. And they're going to try to stack the Supreme Court with like five more justices, all appointed by a Democrat, to outweigh the conservative justices. They're going to cheat. They're going to commit fraud. They're going to change the rules. They're going to steal elections. They're going to engage in ballot harvesting. The Democrats are going to do everything in their power to try to destroy this nation if we don't stop them. The deep state will do everything to destroy anyone who opposes the deep state power system. And this is why, if Trump invokes a citizen uprising to arrest the deep state operatives and defend their nation, then this may be the only remaining channel through which the United States of America, a constitutional republic, can be saved from the destruction plan of the radical globalists who are running the deep state. So it is only through this chaos, I believe, that America can be saved. And it's only actually a slim chance that it can be saved, by the way. I don't think that there's not even a 25% chance that this can succeed. It's probably going to end up in a global rule over America with UN troops coming in as, quote, peacekeepers to come in and take your guns and steal your children for child sex trafficking, as the UN does, of course, all the time. That's mostly the business that they're in, is human trafficking. I mean, if you don't know that, by the way, let me step back and give you a tangent here. It is the deep state that runs the drug trade, the child trafficking trade, the human trafficking trade, the sex slavery, all that stuff. I hope you know this. It is the deep state. It is really the dark branch of government that runs all that stuff. There is no drug trafficking that takes place without the permission of certain sectors of government getting their cut. Same thing with human trafficking, sex trafficking, you name it, pedophilia trafficking. It's all run ultimately by the government or approved by certain government entities to be allowed to take place. And when you get to world government, then you have a world authority that's running the world sex trafficking and the world human trafficking and the world drug trade. It's all, the UN is a world mafia. And have no illusions. They will invade the United States of America. Barack Obama will call for them to come in. And there will be troops landing on the East Coast and the West Coast and coming up through Mexico troops, United Nations troops, that will attempt to occupy America in this scenario. Excuse me. And they will try to overrun this country and confiscate weapons from the American people and steal children for sex trafficking. You know, it's a lot of people just, they don't realize what the world is really like. You know, there's a show. I'll give you this. There's a show on Netflix that you can watch that might give you a little bit of a glimpse of how treacherous humanity can be. The show is called Murder Mountain. It's a relatively new series. I think there are 6 or 7 episodes. It's called Murder Mountain, and it's a documentary that looks at Northern California, Humboldt County, where they've grown cannabis there, you know, for, I don't know, generations. And now it's legalized, but some growers are still growing weed without legalization. They're still off the books. They're not paying the taxes and so on. That documentary gives you a glimpse inside what humans will do when they can get away with it, when it is a lawless environment, when the rule of law no longer applies. The people there, they will, and this is what the show really reveals, the people, this is in California, they murder each other. They enslave each other in wage slave rackets. They have sex slavery. And you know, the things that even aren't reported on that show include like child trafficking, you know, child pedophilia, sex rings, and all these things that these people do. And they run around and just shoot each other in broad daylight. The sheriff doesn't do anything. The sheriff, they interviewed the sheriff on camera. He's like, we can't do anything. We don't have any evidence. It's like, it's a wild west in Humboldt County with these hemp growers. Anything goes. And it's important for you to watch that show, because you would think that they're documenting a third world country or something. But no, they're documenting California. And I'm here to tell you that the police can't help you in this chaos. The sheriff can't come to your rescue. If you aren't capable of defending yourself against this chaos, against the dark side of humanity, which will leap onto the scene like Satan himself, the worst chapters of humanity or the worst properties of humanity are about to become front and center stage over the next decade. You're going to see things that you never thought would happen. You're going to see a side of society that you could not imagine even existed. You think people are polite because right now we mostly live in a lawful society. But when that breaks down, you're going to see the side of humanity that you, in your worst nightmares, you hoped you would never see. In fact, you don't even believe this probably while you're listening to this right now. You don't think that humanity can break down into that. I dare you, go visit Venezuela. Go to North Korea if you dare. Well, obviously don't, because you might never escape. But if you could go to North Korea and glimpse what humanity has become, what happens when people go to the radical left, you would be astonished. That's what's going to happen to America. You're listening to Counterthink. Much more straight ahead.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
As evidence of what's coming, I'd like you to notice how everything in society is already breaking down, even before we have this civil war crisis that I've mentioned. You go to, well, I mean, just the other day, this nationwide telecommunications backbone provider failed, and 911 services stopped functioning for, I think, 4 to 5 hours across like 20 states. There goes 911. ATMs stopped working, right? Emergency services couldn't communicate with each other. You were on your own during that time. You notice that grocery stores are out of food more often now than they used to be. You notice that bankers, they're all morons who can't answer basic questions about math or money or security. I dare you. I dare you to go to your banker and ask them, hey, how do I prevent you from sharing my social security number with marketing companies, or what do you do to protect my account information from hackers? They don't have a clue. They have no idea what they're doing. Or I dare you, you know, call customer service for practically any large corporation, and you're going to get on the phone with morons, people who don't know anything. I mean, whether it's Amazon or, you know, any other big company, these people are totally clueless. Today's youth don't want to work. If you run any kind of company where you hire youthful workers, you know, like a, let's say, a fast food company, maybe you have a food chain, maybe you run a restaurant, maybe you run a warehouse or something, you try to hire youth today, guess what? They show up stoned, they're on drugs all the time, or they just don't show up at all. They don't want to work, they don't think they should have to work. They think that society owes them money because they've all been told they're going to have this, what do they call it? The automatic income, the minimum, what's it called? The minimum basic income? It's not, you can't even call it an income because they didn't earn it. It's basically just welfare for everybody. And this is being pushed by Democrats, which is one reason why they have to raise the tax rates to 70% to pay for these insane ideas where you're going to have half the youth in the country just sitting around doing nothing, collecting this minimum income from the government, while none of the work gets done, which means that, you know, who's going to ship out the packages? You know, you ever wonder why UPS and FedEx can't get anything done? Why do they lose all your boxes? Or deliver them late? Or if you call customer service at UPS, you can't reach a person with an IQ above like 70. Why is this happening? The answer is because society is breaking down. It's all breaking down. It's the basic infrastructure that powers our world is on its last legs. And this is indicative of what's coming. The stock market is broken. This phenomenon called price discovery is broken. There is no rationality in the market anymore. And the same is true with real estate markets and the bond market. But especially stock assets, there's no rationality. There's no price discovery. No one is investing in a rational way, and the algorithms are in charge anyway. The algorithms are running the show. The human beings are out of the loop. It's like Skynet is running Wall Street. And then people wonder, well, why is it so volatile? Well, because all the Skynet robots have been programmed to follow momentum. So when the market starts going up, it goes way up. And when it starts going down, it goes way down. And it's all insane. You see, society is breaking down at every level. And that's why even if there isn't the political chaos, even if President Trump doesn't declare war on the deep state, society's breaking down anyway. Food deliveries are becoming more difficult to get done. You know, fuel shortages are more common at gas stations in some places. I've seen that in Texas. You know, the basic functioning of society is breaking down. These are signs of a collapsing system. Human civilization is on a path that is non-sustainable. Modern human society, as you see it today, cannot continue on this path for much longer. This is why I believe we're going to have a decade of chaos, a decade of collapse. We're going to see massive human die-offs, massive starvation. We're going to see war over resources. We're going to see political strife at a level we've never witnessed before. We're going to see secession and the breaking up of countries, not just the United States, but I'm also predicting that China is going to suffer an economic, political, and environmental collapse. There's so much chaos coming that I can't even properly describe it to you. Because you would think, oh, this is a dystopian sci-fi novel. There's so many signs of the collapse, though, it's undeniable. Look at the gender fluid insanity, where you've got like a biological man who says he's a woman joins a women's football team at a college because he wants to be the number one football player. So he's, you know, 100 pounds heavier than the women, and he's like injuring them on the field, so he gets cut from the team. you know, the team coach says we can't have men running around like beating up women on the football field. You're a biological man. The man sues, and he wins the lawsuit. The court says that he has the right to declare himself a woman, so now he's back on the field bashing women. This is called equality. This is feminism, where men are beating the crap out of women in wrestling matches and football fields. All women's sports is going to be wiped out now in the name of feminism, in the name of equality, because the gender fluid insanity has become mainstream and the courts are siding with the insanity. This is a symptom of the kind of breakdown that's coming, because you cannot have a sustainable civilization when rationality is gone. When the very laws of biology that everybody can see just by looking down your own pants, when those laws are nullified by the insanity of delusional leftists who want to destroy everything in the world. They destroy nations, they destroy economies, they destroy logic and reason, they destroy science and biology. And they want you to believe that you can magically transform yourself into being, you know, a gender fluid leprechaun chimera creature just by, I don't know, waving a magic wand over your crotch. And they want you to believe that that's real, but that men are bad. But that they say, well, there's no such thing as a man or a woman, but men are bad. Wait a second. You can't have it both ways. And at the same time, you know, they're beating up women on the wrestling mats and, you know, winning the high school wrestling championships. It's, you know, what's it going to be next? MMA? Where all the women in MMA are getting beat up by men who claim to be women? So you're just going to have, like, these televised fights now, where you have men beating women to death in the ring while the audience cheers and the feminists say, this is equality. That's insanity. And that is where we are. And that is why this society is going to collapse. I mean, it's proof that it's going to collapse, because this insanity cannot last. These are not sustainable situations. These are signs of the impending collapse. This is like the Roman Empire, bread and circuses. When the Roman Empire had all the people just focused on bread and circuses, look, there's people being killed by lions in the arena. Look at that. Don't pay attention to the collapse of society. Don't pay attention to the corruption of the of Rome's Senate, right? Don't pay attention to the political class that's stealing all your wealth and lying to you. No, here, lions are eating somebody. Wow. And that's what America has become today. Here, look at these insane YouTube videos, but don't pay any attention to the fact that all your wealth and your pensions have already been stolen from you. You just don't know it yet. It's all, the theft is already complete. Your future has been stolen from you. You just don't know it yet. This is where we are. This is the insanity that we have reached in this country. Oh, and I haven't even covered all the insane censorship by the tech giants to make sure that only anti-American voices can be heard. If you love your country, you are considered engaged in hate speech. If you think we should have a strong border, oh, that's hate speech. Oh, you're a racist. If you believe in the rule of law or logic or science or biology, you are now engaged in hate speech, according to the tech giants. Everywhere you turn in society today, it is utterly insane, and that's why this cannot be sustained. You can catch more Counterthink episodes, by the way, at counterthink.com. My name's Mike Adams. I appreciate you joining me today. Get ready. There's a lot coming, more than I can even cover here in this show. Be prepared, or you will be caught with your pants down on this one. Yep. Thanks for listening. Take care.